The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. In the Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter, starting with the 6th verse, we hear these words. Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. The title of the devotion is, No Blanket Was Needed. It was a cold day for North Carolina. Three people braced against the wind as they walked along a path. One was a Marine, just returned from Vietnam. Another was his wife. The last was the undertaker. The wife carried a blue baby blanket. She said she didn't want her baby to be cold. She insisted on wrapping the blanket around the tiny casket that soon would be lowered into the ground. No one had the heart to object. They had planned a trip to show off the new baby to loved ones waiting in the Midwest. Now, instead of celebrating a birth, they were going home to grieve a death. The car was already packed. Baby rattles, baby bottles, and baby clothes had been given away to friends at Lejeune. They were too painful to look at. Only the blue blanket was kept. On a winter's night in Bethlehem, the baby Jesus was also wrapped in a cloth. We call it swaddling clothes. Some 33 years later, the bleeding body of this Jesus was again wrapped in cloth. We call that a shroud. What a difference. The distinction between life and death is marked by the name of cloth. A mother wept over that grave near Jerusalem. A mother wept over the grave near Camp Lejeune. The blue blanket wrapping the tiny baby was prompted by the same tearful love that wanted to properly wrap the body of Jesus. The two graves have much in common. Tragic is a word to describe both deaths. Unexpected is another. So is the word heartbreaking. But the most important word in the story is empty. Death could not hold the body in the Palestinian soil. Death will not hold the body in the Carolina clay. The hymn writer breaks forth with the words, Christian, dry your flowing tears. Chase your unbelieving fears. Look on his deserted grave. Doubt no more his power to save. Burial cloths serve no purpose for bodies that will be raised alive and glorious. The wife of that Marine probably has gray hair by now. We hope that some of the pain has faded from her heart. We know for sure that one day it will all be gone. One day her son will meet her with smiles of joy. On that day he will be able to tell her, Mom, thanks for the thought, but you see, no blanket was needed. We pray, Lord Jesus, Your empty grave takes away the sting of death. Your resurrection declares that those who die trusting you will rise to live forever. Dry all the tears of those who mourn the loss of a child of God. Renew their hearts to again know the joy of your salvation. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.